Time now for your letters and emails, and music was much on your minds. Leanne Hansen's interview with Rolling Stone writer Anthony DeCurtis about the rapper Eminem brought many comments, this from Kim Hunter in Detroit. The introduction to the discussion about Eminem mentioned his homophobia and misogyny, but the discussion took an oddly dispassionate view of the possibility of this young white rapper getting a Grammy nomination for Album of the Year. This would not have been the case if the rapper had used racial slurs. Then his bigotry would have been the focus of the discussion. Glenn Hendricks of Pueblo, Colorado added, "This past Sunday I was saddened listening to the analysis of Eminem's appeal to young whites. The reviewer commented that Eminem had credibility with young black rappers and could bridge the gulf between the races. If rapping about incest and murder, anti-homosexual hate, and misogynistic fear is the only way for a white musician to bridge the gulf between the races, this is a most tragic comment on our society. As we approach Martin Luther King Jr. Day, perhaps we should remember Dr. King's hope that we might be known for the content of our character rather than the color of our skin. Perhaps that thought could bridge the gap better than Eminem's profanity-filled vision of hell." Barb Chaffer enjoyed Leanne's chat with Canadian singer-songwriter Sarah Harmer and writes, "These days it seems most bands and singers are carbon copies of one another and rarely do they say anything new. Sarah Harmer's poetry is fresh, sometimes deeply insightful, and never fails to speak to me in a new way every time I listen to her." And finally, we received this email. "My name is Brandon McGill. I live in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, and I'm 15 years old. I was downstairs eating breakfast while getting ready for work. My dad was listening to your Puzzle Master while cooking breakfast, and a question came up about Stephen Douglas. I remembered learning about him in class a few weeks before and became interested. I continued to listen to the show and was surprised to hear a question asked about one of my favorite bands, Green Day. I knew the answer immediately and blurted it out across the kitchen. My dad was shocked. Later, after the puzzle contestant had finished, you began to play one of their songs. I was impressed to hear Green Day on any radio station at all, much less the puzzle segment. No other stations ever bothered to play any kind of punk music. And saying that I'm a punk rocker, hearing the song on NPR was a real treat for me.